It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead. It's a 61st versus 62nd district contest between the East Carter Raiders of Coach Cole Brammer and the Rowan County Vikings of Coach Sean Thacker. Hey everyone, this is Randy Stacy tonight on WKCA. We have a conflict on WIVY with the doubleheader of the Moorhead State men and women on the road in the Ohio Valley Conference. Bath County is not a game tonight, so we will certainly appreciate having the opportunity to be on WKCA. Well, this should be a good one. They played, I think, earlier in the season. It was back on December 7th, and Rowan County won 66-49. In a series for these teams since 1998, Rowan County leads 23-14. We've also got a couple of senior cheerleaders that are going to be honored here tonight. So, really, right now we're sort of guessing about game time, but figure it's going to be about 6:35, somewhere around there, maybe even 6:40. But we'll be ready when they get ready for us. Rowan County versus East Carter. We'll be back with more on WKCA after this.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There's a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Well, it's a big cheerleading group that Round County has, but only two seniors, Kaylee Hunt and Adria Oatman, will be honored here for the fans in attendance. East Carter, again coached by Cole Brammer, 15-10 overall, 12-5 in the region, 4-2 in their 62nd district. They've won seven of their last eight. At one forward will be Evan Goodman, a 6'2 senior, averaging 19 points and 5.8 rebounds. Blake Hall at a forward, a 6-foot senior, averaging 16 points and 9.3 rebounds. The guards, Ty Scott, a 5'9 senior, averaging 8.2 points and 3 rebounds. Tate Scott, a 5'9 senior, averaging 5.4 points and 2.6 rebounds. And Quentin Johnson, a 6'2 junior, averaging 2.3 points and 3.8 rebounds. So it's Goodman and Hall the forwards, Scott twins, and Quentin Johnson at the guards. For Round County, at a guard will be Deshaun Watson, 6'1 senior, averages 9.8 points and 5.4 rebounds. Jason Ingles at a guard, a 5'8 junior, averaging 5.8 points and 1.2 rebounds. Braden Myers at a guard, the 6'1 senior, averages 14.9 points and 3.8 rebounds. The forwards, Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.6 points, 2.7 rebounds. And at the other forward, Colby Wilburn, a 6'3 junior, team high 17.2 points, and also averages 4 rebounds. Watson, Ingles, and Braden Myers at the guards, Maxey and Wilburn at the forwards. The officiating crew will be headed up by Roy Wright, and he'll be joined by Mario McKissick and Jeff Atkins. Well, our next broadcast, actually, of Round County Sports will be a week from tonight. And that will be when the Round County boys basketball team will go to Russell. And then on that Friday night of next week, we will have the girls at Boyd County. Both of those games will be at 7:30. The game on Thursday, the boys game, will be on WKCA, and the Friday girls game will be on WIVY. And we are on WKCA tonight because of the conflict with the Morehead State Ohio Valley Conference doubleheader. Certainly the Eagles are usually on when they are playing, and we are certainly glad to be on WKCA. We mentioned sports physicals. Round County Schools and St. Clair Regional Medical Center will be offering free sports physicals to any students in grades 2 through 12 on Wednesday, February 21st at Round County Senior High School from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Sign-ups will begin at 4:30. Student must be signed in by 7:30. Students under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian present at the time of the physical. We'll be back with more after this on WKCA.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For fill-ups and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Did you know that Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can make new chipped keys and remotes for your vehicle? Save on dealer quality key start keys. Stop by Big Four and we'll do the rest. Do you need propane to keep warm this winter? We have that too, along with pellets for your wood stove, heat tapes, and more. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can keep you warm this winter. On Flemingsburg Road at I-64, Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare. Going back to January 23rd, the East Carter Raiders, on that date, defeated Menifee County. They defeated West Carter, Elliott County, and Greenup County before losing to Morgan County 60-56. And since, they have beaten Bath County, Fairview, and Lewis County. After tonight's Round County game, they will play Bracken County on Saturday at 5 o'clock and will close out the season on the 20th of the month against Russell. Let me double-check that. Make sure they do not have another game after that date. They do not. That will be their final. Round County has a game on Saturday at Morgan County. That's at 3:30, which is another conflict with the Moorhead State doubleheader on the road. They will then play on Tuesday. They'll play Elliott County. And then on the 22nd, they'll be on the road at Russell. That will have that game on the air for you. The state tournament draws have been held for the regions. For the boys, the 16th region is in the third game of the upper bracket, and the 16th region will play the second region, which right now features Lyon County and Kentucky commit Travis Perry. They are 23-3 right now on their season, and Henderson County is another good team in that region. And in the girls' play, the 16th region drew the far western region, region number one. And that top team there is McCracken County right now at 20-4. The girls' tournament will be from the 13th until the 16th of March for the girls' tournament, and the boys' tournament is from the 20th to the 23rd. East Carter in the road red uniforms with dark blue numbers, dark blue lettering, and white trim. They're located down to our right as we're at the bottom part of level number two here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. And Round County is in the home white uniforms with green numbers, green lettering, and gold trim. Taking a look at a couple more things here before we get started. The Round County boys have won three of their last four. They beat Montgomery County, Bath County, and West Carter before losing last time out to Ashland 56-46 in overtime. The lineup for East Carter, just as we gave it to you. And the lights go down as the Round County is to be introduced, and then we'll get this one tipped off.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is the first one out. Other games in the area tonight, Greenup County is at Lewis County. Paintsville is at Martin County. Morgan County is at Raceland. And George Rogers Clark is at Scott County. Wait for the lights to come back up, and we'll be ready to go. Roy Wright has the basketball in hand. He's out there along with Jeff Atkins and Mario McKissick, veteran 16th region crew. In to jump it up for East Carter will be Blake Hall. He's got some hops, as does Round County's Weston Maxey. Maxey got an inch or two height advantage. Let's see how this one goes. Maxey, quick tip, gets it back to Braden Myers, and Round County will have the first possession. Myers left side to Deshaun Watson against a zone defense by East Carter. Deshaun Watson bounces it in the middle to Wilburn, kicks out Myers. Three-pointer on the way is good. Nope, two-pointer. Had a toe on the line. Rand County goes up 2-0. Back in front court with it, Tate Scott is down the left side. Hands it off to Hall. Then the handoff goes to Ty Scott. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound chased down by Quentin Johnson. Leading scorer for this team is Goodman. Got 58 three-pointers and averages 19 points per game. With it is Hall. Holds it over, gives it out to Goodman. He's being guarded by Myers. You expect to be guarded by Myers or Deshaun Watson in this game when Round County's man-to-man. Inside it goes to Goodman. They switched. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled. A switch left Goodman on Kobe Wilburn. But they're actually going to put the foul on Deshaun Watson. Oh, well, we're tied for the first time. Goodman, a 71% free throw shooter. Puts that one up. Good. And that's our first lead change quickly in this one. Three-quarter court pressure by East Carter. Myers has it. Crosses the timeline. Gives it to Watson. Down the left side to Maxey. Straight away to Myers. And now Ingles has it. They're all, except for the person that has the basketball, everybody's inside the three-point arc. Left side it goes to Myers. Straight away to Ingles. Screen for Wilburn, but he can't get the shot off on the far side. Now back out around the right side to Ingles. No penetration, bounces off to Wilburn. They get out on him quickly. Skip pass across to Myers. Ingles into the lane, off to Wilburn. Three-pointer on the way is good. Second lead change quickly. That's a two-point lead for Round County once again. Inside the ball goes to Hall. The left-hander puts it up and in. Rand County has been lax on defense the first two trips down. Back on offense, Myers bounces inside to Deshaun Watson. He goes up. Good. Lays it in from the right side of the basket. Hall with it on the right side. Goes underneath. Puts it up. No good. Ball's batted up in the air. And getting it is Johnson. He goes up and he's fouled. That kind of needs to flip the switch. They've got to play a little bit harder. Wilburn will get his first foul. Team second. And Johnson, a 66% free throw shooter, will have two. Free throws up. Good. Thank you. Rondo no good, and Maxey has the rebound. Off to Myers. Back in the zone. Izzy Carter, left side, Deshaun Watson. Comes back between the rings, gives it right side, Myers. Bounces inside to a wide open Wilbur, and he puts it up and in. Three-point lead for Round County, 9-6. 4:56 to go in the quarter. Comes Tate Scott, down guarded by Ingles. And looks like it may be a 2-3 zone. Ty Scott has it. Hands off to Hall. Hall penetrates. Has it knocked away on the floor, stolen by Ingles. He comes out with it. Up the left side, leaves it for Wilburn. Fakes a three-pointer, and Mario McKissick calls him for a walk. And the Round County coaching staff does not believe that. East Carter plays it three-quarter court. Tate Scott up the right side, hands off to Ty, gives it up to Goodman. In the corner it goes to Tate Scott, pulls up, gives it inside to Hall. Nice pass to a cutting Goodman, good with a layup. 9-8, Round County by one, 4:14 to go in the first quarter. Deshaun Watson, straight away between the rings, now moves to the left side. Comes back, gets it off to Ingles, gets it inside to Wilbur. Out to Deshaun Watson, he goes inside, out to Maxey. Maxey puts up a three-pointer, good. Round County by four. 12-8, 3:46 to go. Round County man-to-man. Maxey has Hall stolen away by Deshaun Watson. He tries to beat everybody down the floor. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Maxey. He goes up and puts it in. 14-8, 6-point Round County lead. 3:28 in the quarter. Tate Scott. Goodman. Gives right side. Ty Scott. Leaves it for Goodman on the far side. Guarded by Maxey this trip down. And it looks like it might be, it's either a matchup or a 2-3 zone, because they're matched up that way right now. Goodman penetrates into the free throw line. Is off to Tate Scott. Try to see a cutter when they go through. And see whether it's man-to-man or not. Inside the Hall. Hall goes up. No good. Rebound Johnson. Shovels it off to Goodman. Goodman goes short corner now. Back out with it. Spins around. And puts it up. Has it blocked by Wilburn. Comes Deshaun Watson. Right side it goes. Ingles gives it out. Straight away three-pointer by Wilburn. Bounces no good. And off with the rebound is Quentin Johnson. 2.5 minutes in the first quarter. Tate Scott with it for the Raiders. Against the Round County man-to-man for sure this time. Ty Scott has it. Bounces to Johnson in the left elbow. Now gets it off to a cutting Tate Scott, but threw it behind him. And Round County will get it up the turnover. And we'll play at the length of the floor with 2:16 to go in the first quarter. Again, pressure at midcourt. And they keep backing it up as Round County crosses the timeline. Myers has it. Deshaun Watson comes and gets a 3-2 zone. Ball kicked by Goodman as Deshaun Watson tried to feed it into the free throw line to Weston Maxey. Into Watson, who gives it to Braden Myers. And they exchange a handoff out front. Watson bounces inside Maxey. Kicks it out right corner. Ingles, three-pointer, no good. Rebound batted up. Wilburn gets it. Gets it out to Maxey. And Round County will set it up again. And Goodman kicks it again as they try to feed it into the man at the free throw line. In that case, it was Braden Myers. Maxey and Ingles out front. Ingles has it in. Again, it's a 3-2. Maxey bounces across to Myers. Down to Ingles, inside to Watson, underneath to Braden Myers, and he puts it up and in. 4 points for Myers and an 8-point Round County lead, 16-8. Minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Tate Scott penetrates into the lane, picks it up, has it deflected by Wilburn, deflects it again, and it hit the line, and it was off Quentin Johnson. Brown County will get it. Here comes a substitute off the East Carter bench. That will be William Burton, a 6'2 sophomore. And Round County will send in Gavin Myers. And Maxie will get a break. Ingles comes out and takes it against. They drop the point man down in the zone. That's a 2-3. Gavin Myers, left corner to Ingles by way of Wilburn. Back to Gavin Myers. To Ingles, 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Wilburn, open three-pointer left side, high bouncing ball. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Hall, and he throws it out to midcourt where Goodman rescues it. 38 seconds in the quarter. Ty Scott has it, goes inside, puts it up, no good. Rebound Wilburn, 25 seconds to go. And Watson penetrates, bounces out to Myers. Looks like Round County's going to go for the last shot of the quarter. Sean Watson, straight away with it. 8 seconds. Gavin Myers over to Wilburn, back out to Myers. He's going to have to shoot it. Three-pointer left wing is no good. And at the end of one quarter, it's Round County 16, East Carter 8. We'll be back in a moment here on WKCA.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Brown County sends back out Wilburn, Braden Myers, Gavin Myers, Jace Winkleman, and Deshaun Watson. Back out for the Raiders is, looks like Gavin Sexton is in for the first time, along with Hall. Burton remains in the game, along with Tate Scott and Evan Goodman. Tate Scott with it. He's guarded by Winkleman. And a man calling for somebody to pop out, and they do. He goes around the right side, gives it up to Goodman. Inside it goes to Hall. They have it knocked around, and who's going to get it? It's going to be a tie-up. Alternating position will go to Round County. Maxie comes in, and Slade White comes in for the first time. Braden Myers and Deshaun Watson will sit down. 18 seconds deep into the second quarter. And Round County has the basketball. Gavin Myers gets it in the middle to Wilburn. Back out to Gavin Myers. Penetrates. Now out to get it is Maxie. Back to Gavin Myers. Short corner to Winkleman. Off to Slade White. He penetrates inside to Maxie, off to Gavin Myers, to Jace Winkleman, and he throws it to nobody. He and Maxie really are not communicating. Maxie, though, wasn't moving really fast, and the ball sailed into the first or second row over on the far side. 7:16 to go. Ball comes in to Tate Scott. Gets it across to Goodman. Goodman penetrates in. He's going to go all the way to the corner. Now backs it back out on the far side. Gets it deep to Ty Scott. Goes baseline. Picks it up. Out to Hall. Oh, and Pete Scott exchanged passes and now hands it off to Goodman. Ty Scott, man, that's a walk now. After he called the one a while ago, which was really so-so, ticky-tack, that one was a big walk. Brown County gets it on the missed shot, though. Winkleman off to Wilburn. Nice cut by Wilburn. He lays it up and in. 10-point lead for Round County. 18-8. Tate Scott in the front court. He's bumped by Winkleman. First foul of the quarter. Third foul on Round County in the game. And East Carter is yet to be whistled for a foul. Ball comes from Ty Scott into Tate Scott. And they attack the Round County man-to-man off to Goodman. He'll sit with a long three-pointer. Good. Not a shot you want to give him very often. He's got eight. Cuts the lead to seven. 18-11, Round County. Myers bounces across the timeline to Wilburn. Left side, Maxey. Thinks about a three-pointer. Instead, gives it back out to Winkleman. Kevin Myers has it. Winkleman left side. Penetrates all the way under, puts it up, no good. Doesn't even draw iron, and the rebound is off to Hall. Hall down the middle, kicks it right side. To diving Ty Scott, gets it back, up, no good. Batted up, no good. Hall gets the rebound, puts it up, gets fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Foul will go on Slade White, his first, team second of the quarter. It wasn't so much Round didn't have players underneath that time. It was just that Blake Hall was working harder. He'll get two shots. He's a 65% free throw shooter. Puts that one up good. Four straight. For East Carter. From a 10-point lead down to six. And Hall fires the next one up. Good. And a timeout taken, I believe, by East Carter. 18-13 to score, 5:29 to go in the second quarter. Back after this on WKCA.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road, beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Brown County will work at the length of the floor as we get back to action. Braden Myers is checked back in. He's in there with Gavin Myers, Winkleman, Maxey, and White. Man-to-man, full court pressure. Comes into Winkleman from Braden Myers, and he takes it back. Braden Myers gets it across the timeline. Now they fall back in a 2-3 zone. Winkleman. Cross court Maxey. Short corner goes to Braden Myers. And he'll come out on the dribble. Give it to Winkleman. Back to Myers. Three corner from the far side. No good. And East Carter gets the rebound. Working on a 5-0 run right now are the Raiders. Tate Scott hands off to Ty Scott, who gives it to Hall. Hall goes down the lane, puts it up. And a foul on Gavin Myers. his first, Kane's third. Two more free throws for Blake Hall. Puts it up. Good. Rattles it home. Six straight points for the Raiders. Here comes Wilburn, Ingles, and Watson back in. Myra stays. Braden Myra stays, as does Maxie, and Round County has its starters back on the floor. Free throw. Good. Seven straight for the Raiders. 18-15, Round County by three. 4:38 to go. Second quarter. Watson on the Viking logo at midcourt. 1-4 set up for Round County. Myers gets it, bounces inside to Wilburn, kicks out in the corner, Ingles. Ingles cross-court pass to Watson. Bounces underneath to Wilburn. He is double-team, triple-team. Comes out, gives it to Ingles by way of Braden Myers. No good. Deshaun Watson gets it, and he's fouled. They call it on the floor. First foul of the game on East Carter will go on Evan Goodman. Round County will play it under their own basket. Watson sends to Maxie, left side. Three-pointer by Maxie's good. Maxie with 7 points in the game. Round County goes up, back up by six, 21-15. On that. Goodman gets it ahead to Hall. Hall stops right side. Goodman now goes all the way, base all the way under, kicks out to Ty Scott. Tate Scott gets it, and he will turn it back out once again. Right side, Ty Scott with it, guarded by Myers. Off to Goodman. Goodman penetrates into the lane. Falls down. That was not really enough contact to call that foul. Myers will get the foul, his first. And right now, Coach Sean Thacker tells Jeff Eckert, you finally called one on East Carter, and you come back and do that one. East has it under their own basket. Inside the Hall, puts it up and in. Tell you what, Blake Hall is playing harder than anybody else out there tonight. He has 8 points, and it's a 21-17 Round County lead. Wilburn has it back out to Watson. Left side to Myers. He penetrates. Top key off to Watson. He goes into the lane. But he slips and throws the ball right to Tate Scott. He goes down and puts it in. First points for Tate Scott. 21-19 the score. Ingles back in front court with it against the 2-3 zone. Watson with it. Wilburn, left side Maxie. In the corner, Ingles. He penetrates. Comes back out. Gives it to Maxie. There's 2:34 to go in the quarter. Inside to Watson. Goes up off the glass. No good. And the rebound comes off to Goodman. Gets it out ahead to Tate Scott. Tries to bounce it inside, but it's deflected and not stolen yet. It's loose on the floor. And finally, Round County comes up with it. Ingles shoots it ahead to Deshaun Watson. He puts it up and in. The hot potato there for a minute. Round County comes up with it and gets the basket. Tate Scott gets it ahead to Hall. Hall across to Johnson. Johnson puts it up, no good. Gets it back. And has to come out on the dribble with it. 1:58 to go. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Ty Scott. And Watson has it ahead to Ingles. Deshaun Watson. Wilburn fakes a three-pointer. Now gives it back to Watson. Overload the right a little bit. A couple of shooters. Maxie and Wilburn on that right side. Now Wilburn comes out straight away and gets it to Ingles. In the corner to Braden Myers. Deshaun Watson. Wilburn gets it. Excuse me. Colby Wilburn gets it and misses it. Three-pointer. And Goodman has the rebound. 1:18 to go. Goodman charges. Evan Goodman gets his second foul, the team's second. And off the bench for East Carter comes Caleb Lane. And Goodman with the two fouls will go out here with only a minute 9 to go before halftime. And just a 4-point lead for Round County. Pressure, three-quarter court. Maxie crosses the timeline. Penetrates. Is it out to Gavin Myers, who just checked in that break? Under a minute to play. Gavin Myers straight away. Now dribbles left side. Comes back. Left side to Watson. Looks inside. Gets it off to Myers. Puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. And he's fouled on the floor. Foul will go on Tate Scott. It's his first foul, the team's third. Deshaun Watson has it in with 40 seconds to go. Deshaun Watson dribbling with 30 seconds to go. It's down to 25. 18 seconds to go. Gavin Myers comes out and gets it with 13 seconds. Goes right with it. Hands off to Deshaun Watson and dribbles it right into the hands of Tate Scott. He goes under. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Maxie. And that's going to be it. At the end of the half, Round County 23. And East Carter, 19. We'll be back with halftime statistics and more after this on WKCA.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Brown led 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. Was outscored by East Carter 11-7 in the second, and it's 23-19 here at the half. Biggest lead for East Carter was one. We had two lead changes. We had one tie. It was at 5. Round County led by as many as 10. For East Carter, 8 points each for Evan Goodman and Blake Hall, the top two scorers on the team. Evan Goodman, 3 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer and 1 of 1 from the line. Hall, 2 field goals and 4 of 4 from the line. 2 points for Tate Scott. And on a field goal, and Quentin Johnson, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and 1 point. 6 field goals for the East Carter Raiders, 1 a 3-pointer, and 6 of 7 from the line for 19 points. For Round County, 8 points for Weston Maxey, 3 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers. 7 points for Colby Wilburn, 3 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer. 4 points each for Deshaun Watson and Braden Myris, each had 2 field goals. 10 field goals for Round County, 3 of them 3-pointers, and they did not shoot a free throw, and 23 points. At the end of this game, we'll select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. That'll be after the contest. Statistically, the Raiders, 6 of 16 from the field, 37.5%, 1 of 3 from behind the arc, and 6 of 7 for 85.7% from the free throw line. For Round County, 10 of 21 from the field, 47.5%, 3 of 10 from behind the arc for 30%, and they did not take a free throw. Rebounds, 12 for East Carter. They were led by Quentin Johnson with 5 and Blake Hall with 4. 10 rebounds for Round County, 4 for Weston Maxey. 3 fouls called on East Carter, all in the second quarter, and 6 fouls called on Round County. 5 assists for East Carter, 4 of those for Tate Scott. 9 assists for Round County, 3 for Deshaun Watson. 7 turnovers on East Carter, 4 on Round County. A 1 block shot in the contest, it was awarded to Colby Wilburn of Round County. 2 steals for East Carter, both of them by Tate Scott, and 4 steals for Round County, two of those steals, for Jason Ingles. Points off turnovers, 6 for Round County, 4 for East Carter. Second chance points, 7 for Round County, 6 for East Carter. And neither team had a point scored from anyone off the bench. Again, 23-19, Round County here at the half. Again, we mentioned the physicals coming up one more time here in this month. On Wednesday, February 21st, it's presented by Round County Schools and St. Clair Regional Medical Center or Regional Healthcare, and it'll be for students in grades 2 through 12. Wednesday, February 21st at Round County Senior High School from 5 to 8 p.m. Sign up will begin at 4:30 p.m. Students must sign in by 7:30. Students under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian present at the time of the physical. Physical forms will be available on-site. You may visit the Round County Schools website at rowland.kyschools.us and click on Helpful Links, and then Parents and Students. Scroll to the bottom to print your own copy. If you have any questions, contact Renee Smith, Director of District Health Services, at 606-784-8928, extension 2020, and they'll be offering another free sports physical day in June of 2024. We'll be back with the start of half number 2 after this on WKCA.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
.23-19 Round County as we go to the second half. They have the original starters of Wilburn, Braden Myris, Maxie Ingles, and Watson out there. For East Carter, looks like it's going to be the same with Goodman, Hall, Ty and Tate Scott, and Johnson. The Raiders will have the basketball to start the third quarter. Comes to Tate Scott. He angles into front court against the Round County man-to-man. Up the right side, it goes to Ty Scott. Now back to Tate Scott. Oh, drops it right in front of him, almost stolen by Ingles. Johnson hands off to Ty Scott. Goodman now takes it. Hands off. Stolen. Oh, wow. Sean Watson gets called for a foul. That was a tough call there by referee Roy Wright. He's not even going to turn around and look at Sean Thacker, because he probably knows that wasn't much of a call. Goodman out to inbound it. Underneath it goes to Hall, puts it up and in. 10 points for Blake Hall, and it's a two-point lead for the Vikings, 23-21. The zones. Lines up now. Watson takes it left side. Comes around, bounces off to Myris. Back to Watson. Myris penetrates, goes up and under inside and lays it in. 6 points for Myris. 25-21. Pressure in backcourt. Double team now on Goodman. Gets it ahead to Johnson. Has it knocked away and stolen by Ingles. Here comes Wilburn. Wilburn goes up, puts it up and in, and no charge or no block either one called on that one, and Wilburn has 9 points. Oh, almost stolen again, and it was, oh, no, stolen, dropped again, and timeout call by East Carter coach Cole Brammer. I'll tell you what, they may need to check to see if that basketball is a little slick. 27-21, Rand County back out by six with 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Blake Hall, we mentioned it, the only player in this game in double figures with now with 10 points. Graham County led by Colby Wilburn with 9. No changes for Graham County. They're back out. They'll work the ball the length of the floor. Nope. It'll be East Carter that has the basketball. Goodman will inbound. Gets into Tate Scott. Graham County shows 2-2-1 three-quarter court press. It's to Goodman. Goodman crosses the timeline. Off to Hall. Has it deflected? Stolen. Deflected by Watson. And then Graham County turns it over with a bad feed for a breaking Deshaun Watson. It was way out in front of him. And East Carter gets it back. Ty Scott back to Goodman. And throws it away. Turnover gives it back to Round County. Zone 4 East Carter again. Watson has it left side right below us. He angles right with it. Long three-pointer by Wilburn is short. There's a couple steps, probably a little too long. And here comes Blake Hall out with it. Gets it to Tate Scott. Tate Scott gets it underneath the Hall. Hall puts it up and in. 12 points for Blake Hall. He just got the rebound and beat everybody down the floor. Right corner Ingles throws it away. Wow. This game is ugly right now. Layup good by Tate Scott. 27-25, two-point lead for Round County. Maxey across the timeline gets it to Wilburn. He probably walked and they didn't call it. Watson has it. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. Maxey, baseline to Watson. Slides it to Ingles in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Ingles is good. First points for Ingles. And it's 30-25. Hall drops the basketball in front court and has it stolen away. And a foul called in back court. Is that Goodman? It is Goodman, and that is his third. First foul of the quarter on East Carter. Gavin Myers comes in, and Maxey gets a break. 2-2, one press. Braden Myers across the timeline. Penetrates underneath. Bounces off the Wilburn. Wilburn goes up, puts it in. Hit all around the rim and fell through for Wilburn. He has double figures now with 11 points. And it's a 7-point lead. Pressure in backcourt. Bothering East Carter a little bit right now. Goodman gets it ahead to Tate Scott. Whoa, that's a walk. Sure enough. Turns it over. And I think the guys have the look in their eyes on both teams. Like, why in the world did I do that? And how did that happen? A bunch of turnovers here with the first half of quarter number 3. Gavin Myers penetrates. Gets out to Ingles right side. Goes to Myers on the baseline. Goes up. Puts it in. 8 points for Braden Myers now. And it's a 9-point lead. 33-25. 34-25, excuse me. Tate Scott. They haven't crossed the timeline yet. Boy, they just beat it. Nate Scott feeds it inside the Hall. And inside further, it goes to William Burton, and he gets a layup there as he came in that last break. 34-27. Braden Myers drives, needs help, throws it, wow, right off of East Carter player Hall, and it bounces to Round County's Gavin Myers. That had turnover written all over it, but it was going so fast when it went by Blake Hall, he could just get a hand up to keep it from hitting him in the face. And now Round County will reset. Gavin Myrus goes, gets it right side of Braden Myrus. Into the lane, off to Watson. In the corner to Ingles. 3 minutes to go. Braden Myrus gets it from his brother Gavin and throws it off a hand of Tate Scott. Brown County will get it side front court. And to Ingles against the zone. 2-1-2. They set, which means they sort of match up out of it. Wilburn. Penetrates inside the arc. A two-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes off to Goodman. Ty Scott. Ooh, Goodman maybe had an extra step, but he goes in the lane. Shoots it up. No good. Gavin Myrus has the rebound. Heads back up the right side. Braden Myrus. Right side to Ingles. Inside to... Got a break there. It was inside to Deshaun Watson. He tried to throw it through a hole. The basketball just would not fit. And it got kicked out of bounds, and it will be Round County basketball. And Gavin Myrus looks inside. Puts it out to Wilburn on the left side, back to Braden Myrus. Left corner, Gavin Myrus. Inside to a cutting Wilburn, off to Watson, out to Ingles. Three-pointer, Ingles, good. Ingles with a couple of three-pointers in the quarter, and the lead's at 10, matching Round County's biggest, 37-27. Hall ahead to take Scott across the timeline. Gets it back to Goodman. Right side, three-pointer on the way. Hall, no good. Rebound off to Watson. Watson gets it ahead to Ingles. Ingles stops with a three-pointer left side. Perfect. Four three-pointers in the half for Ingles, and it's 40-27, Round County by 13. Hall, it's inside Goodman, fall-away jumper in the lane, rolls around and goes in. And another timeout's going to be taken by East Carter. 40-29, Round County by 11, 1:31 to go in the third quarter, and timeout on the floor. Back after this on WKCA.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Around County with a shortened cheer squad here tonight, but one of the cheer leaders out doing a tumbling routine down the floor, and she didn't see the referee standing there, and they didn't see her coming, and Mario McKissick provided a wall that stopped the cheerleader, but everybody's all right. Around County will play at the length of the floor. Watson down the middle. Wilburn. Wilburn. Baseline jumper is good. 13 for Wilburn. 42-29. Ty Scott. It's ball ahead to Tate Scott. Spins into front court. And he walks with it. Gavin Myers forced that turnover. So Rand County has out there Jace Winkleman, Watson, Wilburn, Ingles, and Gavin Myers. And Burton is still out there. Looks like we had one new substitute over there for the Raiders. Nope, that's Johnson. And on the Scots, and also Goodman. Ingles, short corner, Deshaun Watson spins. A little too much spinning on that one, and he couldn't lay it over the front of the rim. And here comes East Carter back. 42-29. Goodman hits the deck. Needs help. Dug out by Watson. And who's going to get it? Watson gets it off to Ingles. 32 seconds. Off to a cutting Winkleman. Puts it up off the glass. No. Tapped up and in by Wilburn. 15 for Wilburn. And that's a 15-point round counting lead. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Goodman has it knocked away by Watson. Gets it out to Ingles. 12 seconds to go. They'll hold it for the last one. A lot of turnovers in this quarter on both teams. Wilburn with 5 seconds gets it to Ingle. He'll have to get a three-pointer away quickly. No good long. And a desperation shot by Goodman will not get to the rim. And at the end of quarter number three, it's Round County 44 and East Carter 29. We'll be back after this on WKCA.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Brown County outscored East Carter 21-10 in that quarter. And right now, for the second time in the game, they have their largest lead of the game at 15. Brown County will get the basketball to start quarter number four with Maxie, Winkleman, Wilburn, Gavin Myers, and Watson. Against the zone. Wilburn has it. Gavin Ramsey penetrates, gets off to Watson. Back to Winkleman. He goes baseline. Back out to Myers. Bounces to Winkleman. Skip pass. Back out to Myers. Now Wilburn has it. He goes around the right side. Off to Maxie. Back to Wilburn. Underneath it goes to Winkleman. Puts it up and in. His first two. First two by a non-starter for Round County. And it's a 17-point lead. Here comes Hall. Off to a cutting Johnson, and he puts it up and in. Nice break there. 46-31, 50 seconds into the fourth quarter. Wilburn has it across the timeline, off to Gavin Myers as Round County breaks the press. Real soft passes being thrown by both teams right now. You kind of wonder if they're going to get to their location. Myers has it, right side Maxie. Long three-pointer by Maxie, no good. Ball kicks out to the sidelines and it's chased down by Evan Goodman. Goodman needs help to get it across the timeline. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson turns around, gives it back to Goodman. Goes to the left elbow and comes back out with it. Goes down the right side. Puts it across to Johnson, who puts it up and in. Great pass by Goodman. And it's a 13-point lead, 46-33. Wilburn has it right side. A little 15-foot jumper goes in. Seventeen for Wilburn. Johnson breaks the press. Ball knocked away and stolen. They say it was shot put up no good by Winkleman. Actually, that was Gavin Sexton that broke the press just a moment ago. And Sexton gets that foul, his first. Team's first of the quarter on either team. Winkleman will shoot two. 5 for 7. Varsity free throws this year. He hits that one. Now he's 6 of 8. And he has 3 points. Slade White comes in, and Colby Wilburn will sit down. 16-point lead for Round County, biggest of the contest. And Welkman misses that one. Rebound to Hall. Goodman, guarded by Jace Welkman. Hands off to Ty Scott. Tries to do it. Down in the corner, stolen by Maxey. Maxey off to Slade White. Winkleman goes down the lane. And they're calling for charging. Really, that's marginal at best, but he should have never gone where he was going. Winkleman's foul. And the East Carter Raiders will play at the length of the floor. And it goes to Johnson. Now back to Tate Scott and Goodman. Floats it across the line to Tate Scott. Wow. It was one of those situations where he didn't go all the way across, so he didn't get called for over and back. But it was close. Goodman, long three-pointer right side is good. East Carter takes a 30-second timeout with 5:21 to go. The lead is down to 13 points. See what Round County comes back with. As far as the lineup. And 17 points for Colby Wilburn. 8 points for Braden Myers. And 9 points for Jason Ingles. And 8 points for Weston Maxey for Round County. 12 points for Blake Hall, and 13 points for Evan Goodman for the Raiders. Ingles, White, Winkleman, Maxey, and Gavin Ramsey. Excuse me, Braden Ramsey. Braden Myers. I'll tell you what, by the time the year's off, I will have the Myers name down, and we'll have forgotten that there's a Gavin Ramsey official in this region. Myers gives it up the left side to Ingles. Off to Maxey. Winkleman. Ingles. Short corner to Braden Myers. Bounces inside to White. Out to Winkleman. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound knocked off. Picked up by Maxey. He puts it up and in. 10 points for Maxey. 51-36. Round continues to press. Probably because they played their best basketball when they were in this press tonight. Goodman. It's across the timeline. Gives left side to Tate Scott. Long three-pointer by Goodman. Rims out no good. Tapped up. And it'll go off Round County out of bounds. And East Carter will get it under their own basket. Ty Scott comes back in, and Sexton goes out for East Carter. Hall gives it out deep to Tate Scott. 4:20 to go in the game. Scott goes left with it, hands off to Hall. Hall gives it short corner to Johnson, bounces back to Hall, and he loses off his hands out of bounds. Turnover gives it to Round County. Nice idea, nice play conception, but couldn't execute. Slade White gets it in for the Vikings, gives it back to Maxey, and Ingles comes out and gets it. He'll cross the timeline with it as we pass the four-minute mark in this game, 51-36 Round County. They've led by as many as 16. They're up by 15 now, right side to Winkleman. Corner, Braden Myers. Bounces out to Winkleman. Straight away to Ingles. Right corner Maxey. Fakes a three-pointer. Back out to Winkleman. Penetrates off to Ingles. 3:33 to go in the game. Inside to Myers. A little no-look pass behind him to Winkleman, who lays it up and in. 5 points for Winkleman. 17-point lead is the biggest of the game. 53-36. Tate Scott. Left side. It's around County Zone. Ty Scott gets it. Looks inside the hall. Gives it instead to Goodman. Left side, Tate Scott. Off the hall. Cutting Johnson. Goes under. Comes out to Goodman. Left side. No good. And that ball was long. And Hall and Maxey come down with it together. An alternating possession. It will stay with East Carter. Goodman needs help. Gets it in time to Tate Scott. Back out deep on the left side to Ty Scott. And then Tate Scott comes back out and gets it. Off to Goodman. Tate Scott, 2:44 to go in this one. Right side, Hall. Goodman loops, has it knocked away and stolen. Knocked away by Ingles, stolen by Maxey, and stolen back by Goodman. East Carter takes a full timeout. 2:31 to go in the game, a 17-point lead for Round County. East Carter has the ball. We'll be back after this on WKCA.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead include our family USDA whole frying chickens are specially priced for only $1.29 a pound. Two large 52-ounce jugs of Simply Orange Juice are two for only $7. Selected varieties of Marie Callender's pies are just $5.99. And the large jug of Purex Liquid Laundry Detergent is only $4.99. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. IGA.
Brown County with its biggest lead of the game, 17 points, second time they've had it. And it'll be East Carter playing it in across the way. Goodman has it left side. Off to Hall. They run a loop and instead give it in to Hall instead of back to Goodman. And a three-pointer on the way is good by Ty Scott. 14-point lead now, 53-39. Watson across the timeline, bounces it off to Winkleman, out to Gavin Myris. Engel. Myris exchange pass. Gavin Myris splits a double team, bounces it underneath to Slade White, and he puts it up and in. A little bit out of control, but hey, the pass got there, and Slade puts it up and in. 55-39, a minute 48 to go in the game. Ty Scott bounces underneath the Hall, puts it up, and no good. Rebound, Winkleman comes off with it. Is it off to Gavin Myers? Three-pointer up, no good. And Goodman has the rebound for the Raiders, and we're down to minute 25 in this one. Substitutes coming up to the table for East Carter. Left side with it, Ty Scott. Gets it out deep to Tate Scott. Round County's got its reserves headed toward check-in time. Goodman goes inside, puts it up. Good. Wait a minute. Is he going to count the basket or not? Winkleman gets his third. Round County sends in Luke White along with Jonathan Thacker, Braden Birchfield, Hayden Goldberg, and Wyatt Sloan. Sexton's back in for East Carter. Also in is Riley Steele. Near side with it is Sexton. Out to Caden Tussey. They look inside to cutting Burton, but give it back around the left side to Steele. Steele goes baseline with it, now spins back. Off for a three-pointer taken by Sexton. Good. Sexton's first points, 55-42, 36 seconds to go. And a foul called at midcourt. Sexton gets his second foul. Birchfield will inbounds, 33.9 seconds to go. And to Luke White, the ball's deflected on the far side out of bounds. Popped out over there by Caleb Lane. Birchfield has it in. Skip pass across to Thacker. Becker goes baseline. Baseline jumper bounces no good. Rebound comes off to Burton with 18 seconds. Right side he goes Sexton. Can't get a shot off with 11 seconds. Sexton gets in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good. That was taken by Burton. Round County will dribble it out. And Round County will sweep the season series with East Carter winning this one 55-42. Round County goes to 18-9 on the season. East Carter falls to 15-11. We'll come back with the scoring and more after this on WKCA.
Caskey Story is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Story, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the nine locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line-X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Round County led at every stop, 16-8 into the first quarter, 23-19 at the half, 44-29 at the end of three, and then outscored Well, actually, East Carter outscored Round County 13-11 in the final period, but 55-42 is the final in the game. We had two lead changes. East Carter led by as many as one. We had one tie. It came at 5, and Round County led by as many as 17. Leading away for East Carter, Evan Goodman, with 13 points, 12 points for Blake Hall, 5 points for Quentin Johnson, 4 for Tate Scott. Ty Scott and Gavin Sexton each had 3, and Burton had 2 for East Carter. For Round County, 17 points for Colby Wilburn, 10 for Weston Maxey, 9 for Jason Ingles, 8 for Braden Myers, 5 for Jace Winkleman, 4 for Deshaun Watson, and 2 for Slade White. East Carter, 50% from the field, 16 of 32 overall, 4 of 10 from behind the arc, 40%, and 6 of 7, 85.7% from the free throw line. Round County, 24 of 44, 54.5%, 6 of 18 from three-point range, 33%, and only 1 of 2 from the free throw line. They only shot 2 in the game. Rebounds, 21 to 17. It goes to East Carter. They had 7 with Goodman, 6 with Hall, and 5 with Johnson. Round County's leader, 6, Weston Maxey, and 4 for Deshaun Watson. Personal foul, 6 on East Carter, 9 on Round County. 15 assists for East Carter, 8 of those for Tate Scott. 20 assists for Round County, 7 of those for Deshaun Watson. 18 turnovers for East Carter, 7 for Round County. One block shot in the game, that went to Colby Wilburn. 3 steals for East Carter, and 11 steals for Round County, 3 for Deshaun Watson, and 3 for Jason Ingles. We'll go with the St. Clair Healthcare backing player of the game to Colby Wilburn. 8 of 13 from the field, 1 of 5 three-pointers, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block shot. So again, Colby Wilburn, the St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. We'll come back and chat with Coach Sean Thacker after this on WIVY.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Next time you're in need of tires, don't compromise. Michelin passenger tires from major brands strives to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Back at the Coop, Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Coach Sean Thacker's on his way up. Well, it wasn't a thing of beauty, but a win is a win is a win. Second half, the ball got slick. I don't know what happened out there.
Kind of a trap game in a lot of different ways. You know, having to move the game time up, you know, hopefully you'll find out how our freshmen did in the finals of the AIT. I'm going to check the text real quick. Don't have anything yet. I don't know if that's good or bad, so we'll find out. But, you know, I thought second half energy level was definitely much better. You know, able to get in our press a little bit more, get some things done along those lines, and got some turnovers and got into some space.
11-3. 11 on them and 3 on the 3 and us in that half.
Yeah, so, you know, it was, you know, a good half for us along those lines. And, you know, sometimes you get in this time of the year and you've played some big games. You played some big district seed games. You played a big Ashland game. Not that this wasn't a big game, but, you know, you kind of feel like you probably got a seat at the table, you know, that you're in the conversation. You know, you got to take care of stuff when it comes to the district tournament. But, you know, it's, you know, hopefully, you know, you can get that taken care of. And, you know, just feel like you got to get it yet. You just have to get better each and every day. And, you know, tomorrow we'll have our draw and we'll leave no stone unturned. We won't take anything for granted, and you know, we'll start focusing in on whoever it is we play in first round of the district tournament, and that'll be our total focus moving forward after tomorrow. You know, we'll have a couple of games to play. We'll go to Morgan County on Saturday, weather permitting, and then if we don't get to play that game Saturday, you know, me and Coach will have to talk, and we'll have to figure out if there's a viable option that's good for him and, you know, good for his team, good for our team. You know, so we'll see how that goes. And then Tuesday of next week, we go to Elliott County, and then we go to Russell on Thursday to wind it down. So the end is coming near. You know, tonight made 18, and you know, this team, one of the goals is to try to get to 20. So, you know, we've got a couple, you know, we got 2 or 3 more chances at getting there here in the regular season, and you know, we'll just keep plugging away at it.
Well, a Saturday game may not mean as much as getting ready for that district, but I can guarantee at least the folks over in Morgan County will think it's a big game, and I hope we do too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. As far as my locker room, yeah. As far as how big that game is, yeah. Right now they're disappointed. There's snow in the forecast. You know, because they've enjoyed playing in the big games, and you know, out of all the games that we have here, you know, Fleming County, especially when we're both got good squads, is, you know, it's definitely that rivalry game that you enjoy and you like and you love to be a part of. But ever since I've been here, every time we play Morgan County, it's one of those that both communities, it's still deeply embedded them, that the Round Morgan rivalry from when they were in the same district. And I was a college student when they were in the same district, so I remember being around that rivalry, and you know, that's something that you know, our kids are looking forward to. And I'm sure like you said, the locker room over there in West Liberty is looking forward to the opportunity on Saturday as well.
I think it's a chance to play
Greg Agnes-Mokel. That's a really young team, and a good young team, good young players. And then Russell's a good one to finish the season with.
Yeah.
They're playing well.
And good young talent.
Yeah.
It's the kind of schedule you want to play down the stretch to get your team ready for the next steps that are ahead of you. And we got to be focused. We got to continue, because the thing, I feel like every week I feel like we see improvement. We see a level of getting better, I thought tonight it was just we kind of used to a bigger crowd at home, and there's, those variables. I tried to talk to him in the pregame about, you got to bring your own energy, and sometimes, it takes kind of getting your back up against the wall a little bit and see what you're going to do. Are you going to come out fighting? Are you going to come out swinging? Or are you just, how are you going to go about things? So, I thought second half, we raised the level of energy right out of the locker room. And I thought, our kids responded. We were able to get some turnovers and get some easy buckets. And then, we got to see the ball go in the basket a little bit more.
I know you were busy at the time. One of the highlights tonight, we'll see what happens when a cheerleader that's tumbling all the way down the floor and hits Mario McKissick.
I didn't see that.
Yep, it happened right out on the floor. Everybody, once she was all right, they didn't care whether he was all right or not,
yeah.
but she was all right. It's kind of funny. He went over and helped her up, had a good laugh about it. But, yeah, that was an oddity.
Yep, so hopefully we'll find out here in just a minute how the freshman team did, and then if I do, I'll let you know if I can get it to you before you go off the air.
All right, maybe they'll getting so they play Ashland tonight.
Ashland at the alumni gym.
Oh, downtown, yeah.
Downtown alumni gym in the finals of the AIT. So, we'll hopefully find out here in the next little bit.
There's some great games in that place. I actually saw a few, but I know that's one that has a little atmosphere about it.
Oh, yeah. They fixed it up and redone the floor and stuff. And they played a glory rub game in there with West Carter about 3 years ago. One of those glory rub games, and that's something that is not set in stone, but we may be a part of a glory rub game next year in Jackson at the Coliseum in Breathitt. On the 13th, we may play them on the 13th and then turn around and play in the Wayland Gym against Floyd Central on the 14th.
So it will be Floyd Central. Well, I hope that one goes up.
Yeah, so play Breathitt and Floyd Central, Friday, Saturday night, go up the mountains and get a little bit of history.
I'm going to find a way to get to that game.
Yeah, absolutely. We may have tried to find Carr Creek, too. I ain't been in that gym, so you may have to, make that part of the trip.
Well, it's owned by the alumni.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could get
somehow
a chance to get
a visit in there
and show them why when Glenn Combs came back from the ABA and was shooting jumpers from midcourt, why we couldn't figure it out. We finally figured out the floor wasn't very long.
He was a little used to a bigger floor. I was trying to give me a score of the varsity game.
What's that?
They gave me the varsity score. They didn't give me the freshman score yet.
Oh, geez.
Working on it.
All right. Well, we'll have it for the next time. Hopefully won.
Absolutely.
All right. That's going to let it go. We appreciate the folks letting us on WKCA tonight with the conflict with the MSU games. And
they're playing right now. They start at 7:30.
Yep.
They're playing right now.
Yeah, we were talking about the freshmen are playing in that championship game up in Ashland, the freshman tournament AIT. They're playing right now. That game hasn't had a chance to get over. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks to the folks at East Carter for their help. It's Cole Brammer. Good to talk with Cole for a little while in the pregame. And thanks to Coach Sean Thacker. And also Owen Mundy on studio controls. And again, our next game will be next Thursday, when it's Round County at Russell. That game will be on WKCA. Then we'll come back on Friday after that and have the Round County girls at Boyd County on WIVY. Once again, final score in this one, Round County 55, East Carter 42. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond,
Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.